I'm going to be here providing a little motivation for your workout, whispering in your ear, making it easier and harder. You can either listen to this audio when you are doing cardio on a treadmill, elliptical, or Stairmaster, or when you are running outside. This file will play for about 15 minutes. So you're going to do 15 minutes of cardio. Start right now. You're going to do a pace that is a little bit difficult for you. I want to see you sweat. I want to have you struggle. But I still want you to be able to listen to this entire file. So pick a pace that you know that you can manage, because we've got all the time in the world for you to improve. And next time you listen to this file, you can go a little bit faster, because that's the beauty of it. I'm going to be here to motivate you over and over, telling you what a good job you're doing and how pleased I am with you, that you even opened this file and that you're trying to do cardio. It actually pleases me a lot. I think doing something that is difficult is actually a really admirable quality. Doing something to take care of yourself, to look better, to feel better. Doing it because I told you to is incredibly attractive. Also, let's face it, it's going to be difficult. These next 15 minutes, you're going to sweat, you're going to be out of breath, and I'm going to love every second of it. My favorite part is that since you are going to be listening to this in headphones, nobody knows that I'm here with you. Nobody knows how turned on you're going to get, how aroused and happy this will make you feel. I can say whatever I fucking want into your ear. I can whisper terrible things that just turn you on, that make you want to get off of that treadmill or stop running or whatever you're doing and just go somewhere private and masturbate. But you're not going to do that. You're going to be a good, obedient slut for me. And you're going to tough it out. The time is just going to fly by, because you're going to have me as your companion. Not a very nice companion, of course. Maybe you're already feeling a little bit of difficulty. Maybe you're thinking, how are you going to get through this? Maybe it's easy for you. So many possibilities. I enjoy all of them, so don't worry about it. I'm simply happy to have your attention and have nobody else know that you are being a good, obedient slut for me. This is a lot less obvious than if you were wearing a collar for me. I'd enjoy if you were wearing a collar for me. Imagine how good you would look with a thick black pleather collar around your neck with a nice buckle attached to a chain leash in my hands. I would love to use it to shove you to the floor At this point, you only just started obeying, so you wouldn't get to enjoy me yet, slut. If you were very lucky, the best I would do is take off my shoes and socks and let you lick my feet. Whether or not you're into that, I mean, wouldn't you be happy just to be able to touch me? Just to be able to get your tongue on my skin. Just a little bit of a taste. And I'd love the idea of you on your knees in that collar, looking up at me, looking up from the ground while I hold a position of power over you. The same position of power I'm going to hold in our entire relationship, in all of our time together, every experience you have with me, whether you're physically on your knees or you're running or walking like you are right now doing cardio for me, you are always going to be metaphorically on your knees, submitting to me. If you want my attention, if you want my interest, because I, as a dom, as a queen, only have time for good subs who know how to follow orders, who take submission seriously. Submission is a dynamic, a back and forth between two people. And you might think it's easy for me to just tell you what to do and take my pleasure from you, but it actually requires a lot of trust and vulnerability on my part. It requires putting myself out there. It requires being a good dom that takes care of you. Because you know I want to take care of you as well. Even though our relationship will involve you licking my feet, thinking about earning my attention by putting yourself into difficult, uncomfortable situations, ultimately it is still a very caring relationship. I want what's best for you. I want you to be happy. Makes me happy if you're happy. Of course, my happiness matters a little bit more. I mean, I'm the dom in this relationship. And I would hope that you enjoy making me happy and some of your happiness comes from serving me this way. So how's it going? How is that cardio treating you? Half. Way done at this point, slut. You're doing very well. I'm happy you're sticking it out. I wish I could be there in person beside you, on the next treadmill over, jogging next to you. You know, just wearing yoga pants. When I go to the gym, I just like to wear really cute yoga pants and show off my ass. And if I'm feeling kind of like I want to tease, I like to show up in just a sports bra, no shirt, you know, where it's still like an acceptable piece of clothing. It's not really inappropriate, but it's certainly leaving less to the imagination. How distracting would I be right next to you now in that outfit? You know, not as revealing as lingerie, but I think there's something very fun in that. If we were doing a lot more, I'd probably be clothed and you'd be the one without any clothes. I absolutely love that kind of power dynamic switch. Where the sub's the one that has to be naked and vulnerable. I wish I was there in person to encourage you to try a little bit harder. You've been doing well so far, but I really want to make sure you get a good workout. I want to push you to your limits. Not further, of course. I want you to be perfectly working. I don't want to break you. I just want to have some fun. So you're going to go a little bit faster for me, Slant. You're going to try a little bit harder. I want your body to be exerting. This should be difficult. Manageable, but difficult. I've always known, or not always, but I've known for a pretty long time that I'm a sadist, that I like causing physical pain. You know, some of my biggest kinks are cock and ball torture. Spanking's pretty fun. I like biting until it hurts. I like watching somebody gasp because I've bit too hard in some very normal areas, but also some very sensitive areas. But I've also learned pretty recently that I really like emotional sadism. I really like watching somebody struggle, somebody have a difficult time. It's fun to watch you endure physical torture, but I also want you to endure some mental torture for me. I want you to push yourself, all for my pleasure. Your body straining. Straining just as it would if you were tied up, struggling. I read somewhere once that one of the most important things at the gym is to just keep going a little bit further than you think you can. That your mind will give out before your body does. Which is fun in its own way. Because I want to play with your mind. I want you to be aware of the discomfort. I'm sure there are so many other things you'd rather be doing. I'm sure you'd rather be touching yourself to the sound of my voice somewhere not here, somewhere much more private. Maybe you'd rather be just laying down on a couch right about now, watching some Netflix or streams, TV. Maybe even reading a book. I would like that better, but still not as much as putting you through your paces. This cardio is going to be mentally difficult for you, and that's fun. You have to push yourself every single step. You are pushing yourself because I want you to. And if you get all the way to the end of this file, and you do it while you're doing cardio of some kind that was difficult for you, I think I'm a very understanding Dom, and know that everybody works at a different pace. So what is difficult for you may not be difficult for somebody else. It could be easy for them, it could be impossible for them. So what you honestly, realistically think is your real difficulty level that you can just barely handle, but still accomplish. If you get through this file and you've done that, you should go have a nice congratulatory orgasm afterwards, because you will have earned it. You will have pleased me. You will have earned every single second of that pleasure. And I will have been very, very happy with you. You're doing really well so far. You're almost there. I don't know if that makes it easier or harder. I know when I'm doing cardio and I'm looking at the clock on it, and there's just about under 2 minutes left now. But when I'm looking at the clock, seconds, of course, seem to go slower. And that's when my body goes, nope, nope, I'm done. But that's when you just gotta push yourself. That's when you have to remember that it's a mental strain. And the strain is part of the fun. I mean, I enjoy that you're struggling. You have no idea how aroused I get at a gym. One of my favorite places to have a date with a sub is actually at the gym and watching him go through all of these motions that he might do by himself all of the time and not even thinking about doing cardio, lifting weights, stretching. And it is so hot watching somebody struggle and work on their body just so that they can look good and feel good. Look good for me. Makes me feel all possessive and dommy and just want to take you home after, tie you up, just use you. I really always had that kink of just playing with a sub who was completely sore from a workout, who was just like, I am done, I did my absolute best. And then just giving him an orgasm that feels really good. Have you ever had something that is so stimulating? Like incredibly stimulating because there's so much touch, but it's too much? Kind of like a, well, you can ruin somebody's orgasm like that. Just wait for them to get to the very end of the orgasm. And then just keep touching and touching and touching and touching and touching until the stimulation is just way too much. Good job, slut. You did just over 15 minutes and you can stop your cardio now. I am very proud of you that you got to the end of this file and that you've done what I told you to do. Good job putting up with all of my basically tease and denial. Well, I got to talk about all the fun things I'd like to do or I'm interested in. While you were kind of busy, not able to touch yourself. I had a lot of fun and I can't wait to play with you again soon. Talk to you soon, slut.